Can the moon change behavior? Today, Speaking of Spirits discusses lunar cycles and how the moon may or may not change your behavior. This is Colleen with Speaking of Spirits, and I'm here with Gina, Kate, and Susie. And we are going to talk about lunacy. Actions around the full moon, right? Does it really affect people? Does it not? And, I grew up with parents that were both cops. And so I grew up with my mom going, oh, God, it's a full moon weekend, or it's a full moon tonight. It's going to be busy. And she would talk about some of the crazy stuff because, like, there was more suicides and more violent crime and more just chaos.
Domestic violence.
Everything associated with that, right? And so the calls would escalate and just would be bananas. But what I found really interesting is when I looked at this from, like, scientifically and looked at data, there's no data to support that.
Right. No.
Yeah. So Salt Lake City did a really in-depth study of calls and types of calls. And they did quite a long time to see any correlation between patterns on a full moon or not. The number of the calls really didn't escalate. The types of calls really didn't escalate. And then another police department in America that did this for multiple months to see if there was a pattern. And the pattern seemed to be more, if I recall, the pattern was more of when people got paid versus when they didn't get paid.
Hmm.
Right? So people would buy more alcohol maybe, or go to the bars more maybe, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't full moon. I would like to see, if you're going to do this study, I would like to see like multiple departments across the United States do it at the same time with the same parameters and really do a scientific study on it. But I can tell you that my mom said calls would always escalate. Crime was always more violent. So I don't know what to make of that. Like, the data isn't fleshing that out. So I don't know. What did you think?
So I dove into that as well. I saw that there wasn't a lot of data, but like you said, it wasn't across the board. I did note where was taking the aspect of more the mental health field and the maybe the developmentally delayed field, because I have experience with those people, because I see an increase with that. I see an increase in behaviors and, like you said, suicides around that time. They did note that there were two particular mental health diagnoses that actually were affected by it. And I don't know, do you want me to name them?
Yes, please.
So one was bipolar, and okay, the other one was schizophrenia. But they also said that they did note that you get less deep sleep during the full moon and more REM sleep, which actually affects your mood. It affects the way that your brain functions, and that's why you're so tired. Whether or you're like me and you just stay awake and you can't sleep.
I don't sleep on full moon. It's like
either,
for a few nights before the full
moon
and after.
And after and during. Yeah.
It could be the light in it. And I've read that it could be the light disrupting your circadian rhythm.
Yes, but that is so low that compared to your cell phone, it's like 40 times the light from your cell phone versus the moon. But I've also had blackout curtains in my house, and this is a generational thing. We've always put blackout curtains and closed them, especially for the full moon because of the light, but we still stay awake. It still bothers us. It just bothers us more when it's so bright with the light shining through.
So why do you think it's affecting people with bipolar and schizophrenia more?
They were saying that they thought it could be a little bit of the pull on the water. They're not sure of the brain. But they were also saying that it definitely affected, it disrupted their sleep. And for some reason, diagnoses, it really affected them with affecting their sleep patterns, which is really interesting to me. Because like I said, I see it across the board. I saw it with my kiddos with autism. I always knew when the full moon was coming up that we would have more behaviors. But I also noticed that with barometric changes in air pressure, when it would dramatically one to the other, we would automatically start seeing more behaviors because, you know, when the barometric pressure goes down, then your brain swells. And I should know this because I've had a brain injury and I can feel it. I can feel my head expand when it happens. So it just makes sense to me that we are in fact, you know, affected by our environment. And this isn't something that not a perfect scientific data to dig out. They need to look further afield, more people.
So I would like to see more research on this. I think it's a fascinating topic because I think most of us feel something around the full moon. Doesn't mean we're going into werewolf, but I'm saying that most of us feel something.
Now, they've talked about empaths.
Yeah.
I read about empaths and how with the full moon, it ramps up their energy and they tend to feel more people's energy during the full moon. And so it also disturbs them because they're absorbing more and, you know, basically reading more. And it's a little harder on them at that time. And since we have a room full of us, I'm not surprised.
I don't think I've ever actually paid note that it got worse around full moon. I'd have to probably journal it and see.
That would be fun.
Yeah, we should all do that. It would be kind of interesting to see how we feel for like 3 or 4 months and come back and do this topic again after we journal it and see how we feel.
Yeah, I would love it.
Yeah, like, are we getting more messages? Are we feeling, are our moods changing? What, you know?
Well, I heard the eclipse also affected people this last month and where they felt like the energy was unstable and kind of crazy.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
They make me feel very unsettled.
And don't do water on an eclipse because it's unsettled energy. It's just chaotic. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I feel like for me, I actually like eclipse energy generally, but this last one, I did not do anything. Like, usually I feel like it like powers it up or adds something new. This one, I did not even go outside. I was just like, everyone I knew felt unsettled, felt more in their emotions.
Well, could that be also because of what's this month had? What we had an eclipse, a full moon, Friday the 13th. Last month, October was full.
Craziness. Solar and
eclipses.
Yeah.
Eclipses have always bothered me. I've never liked them. I always feel very unsettled. Like, I don't know. You just feel so insignificant all of a sudden. You know, like. It's crazy. I don't like the feeling.
Maybe we could flip that coin on the other side and then be grateful for it actually being insignificant, you know, and realize how actually small we are in the entire, you know, a drop in the ocean, yet we are the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good point. But what was the one we had a few years ago, the big one?
Oh, and that was a giant solar eclipse.
Giant solar one. And
it was 2017.
Yeah. Like Idaho, like we were right under the
path of totality.
The path And so Idaho was like nuts for a week before the eclipse, maybe 2 weeks before the eclipse and our freeways. And it was just nuts around here. And I stayed outside on the lawn for that one and I watched it, but I don't know. I always feel just creepy and strange around. I don't like them. I don't know. Anyway, what did you find out?
I'm going to go on both sides of the coins. There's no evidence and there's lots of evidence. But the first one my son has pointed out to me is, have you noticed no matter when you look at the moon, you see the same markings? He's like, is the moon even real? Does it just like move directly with us? You know, which it can't because it rises and it goes across, but we're going, but it is. You always see the like man in the moon kind of, or the jackrabbity, you know, you don't see different sides of the moon that we know of. But with that being said, while talking to people in the medical profession, like bigger or more chaotic trauma. Calls, trauma on the full moon. The lady who I just had a granddaughter this last weekend and the end of October. And then my other granddaughter were both born on the full moon. And the nurse said, moon affects water. It moves our oceans. It creates the tides. Why would it not affect humans who are a good portion water, whether it's your brain or your sack that you have, you know, with your child in it? And two out of three granddaughters born on a full moon. And I can see with some people that I know with some mental imbalances, different things, definitely become more agitated, more angry, a little less sleep issues. My family has huge sleep problems, and it usually amps up on the full moon. I'll wear a mask, the total blackout mask, and it will still affect me. Not every single time, because sometimes, I don't know if it's the mind over matter, but it's like, I am going to sleep tonight. But you just find a lot of people are affected. But what I have found, and I've been like a particular person or situation I've been monitoring several years now, dark moon is also amping people up. Some people almost more than full moon.
Yeah.
And it's just really weird. Is it in our heads? Yeah, kind of it is in our heads. But I mean, is it just a thought or is it actually impacting our brains? Well,
on these criminality reports, right, where they track this stuff, they said that more vehicle thefts and break-ins happen on dark moon than full moon because
it's dark.
And so they have more cover.
Yep.
So it's because they can sneak around more, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that had anything to do with their, I get it would be more like being concealed, I think, than anything else. I
would think so too.
Well, or is that non-believers and their heebie-jeebie theories?
I mean, you never know.
You never know. That, you know, somebody could have a little courage or a little more testosterone revved up in their system
to be
brave enough to go and break into people's vehicles and different things like that. But
you've had a lot of experience, Moon.
Yeah, working in the medical field and with bartending. So I will say the medical field, it felt like there weren't more calls or more ER visits, but it felt like it was more car accidents. Or the first one I worked, I remember some guy swung his axe and accidentally took it to his leg, or people with fingers cut off. Like, it was more of those calls instead of like people just being really sick coming in to get help. So I will say that about hospitals. Bartending is probably where I experienced it the most. I would have bartenders that would not come in for their shift on a full moon just because they were so superstitious of it. But the big thing I noticed was that people were really amped up. Like, that was the night that I had to go in and break up fights. That's where the guys that I served all the time, like, that were always docile, would decide, this is the night, like, I'm going to show everybody up and show how tough I am. Like, yeah. And it was hard, like, bartending. And the bar I worked at, it was a pretty dive bar, so it was just me. I was the only staff member on site. So, yeah. And then I noticed people would, it seemed like, okay, I gotta say this first. I don't know what people did beforehand at the bar, right? Like, how much food they had or whatnot. But it seemed like people either were more apt to get drunk or got drunker quicker, if that makes sense. Like, and I have no idea why.
That does actually make some sense because, once again, water on the brain, right? Pulling and different things like that. But where I worked at a ski resort, and people that would come from a lower elevation and they would come up to the top lodge at like 7,000 feet. And they were like, oh yeah, I can drink as much as we want. We always had to warn them.
Elevation has a big
deal. Yeah. And they would immediately be drunk off from just a small glass of something. And so I really do. I think there's something to it. So
if a moon can affect our tides, it's got to be able to affect
and
us.
Some storms. Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I was just Googling, and of course I didn't find the exact information to see, comes from, I believe, the Latin luna, which is moon.
Yeah.
And lunacy is the state of being a lunatic, having insanity. It is suggested that the originality demands the degree of lunacy. But why would a word have been created if there wasn't any correlation or noticeable correlation between the moon and crazy?
Yeah, how long have we as a people thought, like, oh, the moon makes people act different? Like,
well, there's things that you do on a full moon, like they say to plant corn on a full moon and things like that, like you get a better harvest. Yes. And so a lot of these things are custom for hundreds of years.
Yeah. Same thing with tinctures. They tell you to start them just before the full moon to pull out more properties with them. That's what I've been taught.
When you have life, such as cattle, and you're doing the dehorning and castrating, you do it on a moon cycle because otherwise they bleed out more likely. Plus, if you ever ask a hairdresser, if you want your hair to grow more, say you're trying to get long hair, you cut your hair at a dark moon. If you have a short style that you're wanting to keep stylish and not have to get it cut every 4 weeks, you cut it on the full moon because it changes the speed that your hair grows. So it's interesting for having no correlations to anything, how many things are actually correlated to it in our everyday kind of lives.
There's also something that I read a long time ago about Celtic traditions and the hair, and the reason they call it the hair moon is because, especially in spring and summer, that when there is a full moon, the rabbits are out and they will party and act crazy and get just nuts during that time. And so I just find it really interesting. As you know, we always just talk about people, but you know, the animals as well. Like you were saying,
My livestock, I've noticed they're really restless on full moons. I have to, that full moons, I'm up anyway, because I don't sleep, but I'm checking the livestock and I have a lot of lights around the barn and they're moving around a lot. They're not settled. They're not in the barn sleeping like
they normally are. Resting. So do they rest better at a dark moon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it's interesting because that's when a predator would
be, right,
you would think,
more interested in coming out.
Yeah, but I've noticed particularly because I have 10 goats, right? And so usually at night, they're in the barn. They come in instinctively. They come in for shelter. It's just they're safe. They feel safe. They have access to nature, but they feel safe. And on full moons, they're milling around. They're not in the pasture. They know to stay close to the barn, but they're milling around a lot more. The horses on the full moon, big draft horse. He's really arthritic now. He's really old. And I've noticed him running a few times at night. And like there could have been a predator out there. I've got out with the shotgun, big spotlights, nothing's out there. So I don't know what it is. He's amped up. He's a little more energized, but it's not, ooh, we're having fun. It's fear.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, how about with the coyotes and the wolves? How more?
Yeah. We have a lot of coyotes right here and I hear them every night. Mm-hmm. And man, full moons, holy moly.
Yeah, I live up in the mountains and I notice the coyotes are always talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I always notice that the deer seem like they can't bed down because they usually bed down around the house. But yeah, they'll be walking through. And I notice that our dogs are always pacing because everything outside is just going out. And it's not silent. It's like everything is chattering.
Yeah. Well, the predator chatter goes off, but the coyotes are moving through. We actually have wolves that come down the canal banks here and go down to the bottoms. So they're going from like the mountain, and then they're coming down. And when the wolves, it's kind of I don't hear them a lot, but when I hear them, man, everything's on edge. Because poor little goats are really the bottom of the food chain, right? They don't have. This is why I left them with horns, but at least they have a little bit of a fighting chance. Not much, but but even my dogs know who they want to come in. It doesn't matter. I want in the house because you'll hear them howling and they come along the canals to get down because that's the water follows that path. And mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Maybe it's also because they can see better.
Yeah, so I think so.
To be out, you know.
But what would seeing better have to do with howling?
With predators. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they communicate and talk to each other. Yeah, they establish like territories, letting mm-hmm. each other know. But then they also communicate while they're hunting. Like,
yeah.
So it would maybe
they can see better the full moon, you know, hey, let's go hunting because now.
Well, they have to kill more often than once a month, though. Yeah, I mean, not necessarily every day, but they kill quite often throughout a 30-day period.
Yeah, the whole thing is interesting. I don't know. I have a lot of people that I've talked to in my life that poo-poo the full moon. And I would just think that maybe just for kicks, journal it for a while. 3 or 4 months. See what happens, how you feel. And I think we're going to do that to see what happens with us, because I think it'll be really interesting to journal it and then compare those notes. And talk about them on a podcast, because I've never actually paid attention. Do my empathic abilities come up more, or am I more emotional? And can I pinpoint where that's coming from? I think it would be really interesting to do.
Let's do it. The particular person or persons that one of them is like, that's such a crock, but they're big fights, or they're like, just, what's the word? Just their dynamic. Becomes more aggressive or becomes more angry or becomes more fearful and paranoid. It just kind of amplifies things. And it's not like the lights on, the lights off difference.
Right.
But it's like the dim switch, you know, the lights brighter or more dim, you know, kind of a thing. But that's one person or one situation. It's not one person, but it's like one situation. And strangely enough, if I mention, oh, by the way, are you aware? Then I get my head ripped. And I'm like, maybe I should say that sometime when it's not. It's funny because even my granddaughters will be in the car, and one is 3 and one is 4. And they'll start howling when they see the moon at night. Because that's our energy. And we'll be in the car howling at the moon. So
my house, they're all up. Everybody, especially the adults, and we're all wandering around. I can't sleep. And then, of course, there's eating involved, and then we get other problems. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you don't always have to believe what the scientists say because we live it. So,
well, all scientific facts are facts until they're proven that they're not facts.
Exactly.
That's how science.
Yeah, I had a professor when I was in college. My first degree was meteorology, and I used to tell him that he would have these huge debates with me because he didn't believe it, that I could feel the storm front before it came in. I said, my head hurts. Yeah. My sinuses hurt. Mm-hmm. The pressure, everything changes because you can't feel that. And I went, I can. But some people are, I think, more sensitive to stuff.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that maybe he couldn't. And I could, because I'm also more sensitive in the spiritual sense, you know, than maybe he was. So, definitely.
You could look at it from evolution too, right? Like those were probably skills that we needed back in our hunter-gatherer days, like being able to tell when a storm came in. And so the people who are more sensitive to it can feel it still today, but like maybe a lot of people have lost that because we don't need it. We have really good shelter and stuff.
So. Right. Maybe.
Yeah. My grandma, I laugh about it all the time and I'll even say it myself, but she'd be like, oh, a storm must be coming. My rheumatism is kicking up. And now we call it arthritis autoimmune or whatever. But I'll be like, I can tell because my rheumatism is kicking up. But it does. My joints get more stiff and more pain, and it's really weird, but it could, you know, that's again, fluid usually.
Yep.
The more you retain, the more of the, you know, sensation of pain if you've got the inflammation going on. So
I get migraines with big pressure changes, whether it's squeezing or expanding. It hurts, but I definitely can notice difference with my glasses. It'll change.
Well, ladies. All right. Good podcast.
Whenever two or more women get together, amazing things
happen. Well, I was going to say good things happen.
Good things happen
too.
Yep.
All right.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Speaking of Spirits, powered by Pocatello Paranormal Research in Pocatello, Idaho. Thank you for joining us today. We're glad you could be here. If you're enjoying the podcast, please do us a favor and go to whatever platform you are listening to the podcast on and give us a review. We prefer the 5-star reviews. This helps us know how we're doing, and it helps others to find the podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you on our next podcast.